Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And thank you to the Gathering Spot for this opportunity to share some inspiration for us. So as I was thinking about what I wanted to share this morning, what came to mind was the cycle of negative thinking. I know I'm guilty of it, and I know many of us as well are constantly having thoughts about what fears or doubts or worries. And it's a constant cycle all day long. And those are just life challenges, even before the pandemic. And then the pandemic came. And I know for all of us, we've been impacted in different ways with the pandemic. And it's disrupted our life. It's disrupted our routines. It's created more fears, more doubts, more worries. And then most recently, the injustices that have continued to happening against African Americans in this country, and they've been even magnified even more in this last month. So all these things are going through our mind day in and day out, whether it's through conversations, whether it's through the news, whether it's through social media. And research actually says there's 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts that we have going through our mind every single day. And 80% to 95% of our thoughts are negative. That's a lot. That's a lot that we're processing and a lot of negativity. So how can we get out of this cycle of negative thinking? Because life isn't perfect. There's always going to be some challenges day in and day out, whether we expected it, whether it's unexpected. So I want to share just a few thoughts that I had about how we can go from negative thinking to positive thinking. And I was actually reminded by my mom, a quote that's actually on the refrigerator of my parents, a refrigerator of my parents, they have a magnet. And the quote is by Vivian Green. And it says, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass, it's learning to dance in the rain. And when we think about the rain, sometimes there's peaceful rain, sometimes it's easy to dance in that peaceful rain. But when it's storming, it's hard to find a way to still dance in the midst of the storm with the thunder and the lightning and not knowing what else may happen in our life. So how can we remain positive in the midst of whatever we may be going through right now? Well, the good news is it's July 1st. It is a new month and we still have the rest of 2020 to turn around whatever it is that we want to turn around in this year. And so there's three actions that I have actually been applying to my own life. And I actually had to remind myself of this week. And those three actions, one are resetting our mind. Again, we have so many negative thoughts going on. And so when we think about this is a new month, how do we want to reset our mind? How do we want to think about this month? How do we want this month to go? Even if it's things outside of our control. And one thing that's helped me is that every negative thought that I may have, I think about five positive things. And actually, it's helping me to even write down those five positive things. And sometimes that's hard to do for me, reminding myself that I woke up this morning. My heart is still beating. I have my loved ones. I was able to get up out of bed. I have all five senses working. Sometimes you just have to go back to the basic necessities to reset your mind. Second, in addition to resetting your mind, refocusing on your vision. What is your vision that you still have for 2020 in your life? In thinking about the founders, Ryan and TK, that founded the Gathering Spot over 4 years ago in their 20s, African-American men, it started with a vision in their mind. They put it on paper and they created this community now over 4 years later. And even in spite of the pandemic and the way that they, along with the rest of the staff, have had to pivot, the Gathering Spot, that purpose still remains the same in terms of how we come together as a community, even virtually. So I challenge you, how are you going to refocus on your vision? It may take a different path, but stay refocused on your vision this month. And then re-energize. How can you re-energize yourself? Because we all need a moment to pause. We all need a moment to recharge ourselves. And that can look different for everyone. For me, I have found in this pandemic, it has slowed me down to enjoy the simple things in life in terms of being able to walk outside with social distancing, of course, and enjoying just the fresh air. Being able to reconnect with loved ones even more, catching up on books that I wanted to read. So what is it that you can do right now to re-energize yourself? And I'll pause here because one thing that we all can be grateful for, especially those that are members of the Gathering Spot, is we are fortunate as over 2,000 members to have a community that we can even connect to right now. And so if you are a member and if you need something to start with today to think about, to be appreciative of, to be positive about, we have the Gathering Spot. Ways to stay connected, virtual activities, a number of resources that are helping members right now for financial support. We even have access to affordable healthcare and many other ways. So whatever it is that you need to do, I encourage you to reset your mind, refocus on your vision, and re-energize yourself. And then I'll close with this quote that I actually have on my vision board that I put on my vision board at the beginning of 2020, not knowing everything that was going to happen in this year. Don't think about what can happen in a month. Don't think about what can happen in a year. Just focus on the 24 hours in front of you and do what you can to get closer to where you want to be. And that may mean you have to be open to a new way of achieving your goals, but your vision, your purpose, it still remains the same. And you never know where that help may come from, as long as you are resetting, refocusing, and re-energizing. So I challenge you to think about, this is the new month. This is a new month. We're still in 2020. How are you going to make this month different than last month? You can't go back in time, as much as you may want to change certain things that happened. So how can you reset your mind? How can you recharge yourself? How can you refocus yourself so you can make this month better with positive thinking? Because a setback is simply a setup for a comeback. So we are not alone in all of this. We have the Gathering Spot, we have each other, and I encourage you all to stay encouraged. We are in it together, and as the Gathering Spot says, we all we got. Thank you.